ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। I'd like to read to you a short excerpt of a lecture our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada gave on this day, Ram Navami, in 1969. Prabhupada is speaking. So Ramachandra's life, God's activities or pastimes, if we hear, that means we are associating with Ramachandra. There is no difference between his form, his name, his pastimes, and he himself. He is absolute. Therefore, either you chant the holy name of Ram, or you see the statue of Ram, or you talk of his pastimes, transcendental pastimes, everything. That means you are associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we take advantage of these days when the incarnation of God comes. And we try to associate with him. By his association, we become purified. Our process is purification. Krishna consciousness means simply we are purifying our consciousness. So let us first offer respects to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshacharane. Now, there's a very nice mantra which I would like you to please repeat. Ramante Yogina Anante Satya Anande Chidatmani Iti Rama Padena Asau Parang Brahma Abhidhiyate. Please repeat, I beg. Transcendentalists take pleasure in the unlimited real pleasure, which is only found in spiritual existence. Thus the Supreme Truth is described by the word Rama. Let's do it two more times. Rama. Rama. Very good. So there's another invocation prayer by Jayadev Goswami in his introduction to the Gita Govinda, which we know as the Dasha Avatar Stotram. Vitarasi Dikshurane Dikpati Kamaniyam Dasha Mukamali Balim Ramaniyam Keshavadrita Rama Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare. O Keshava, O Lord of the Universe, O Lord Hari, you have assumed the form of Ramachandra. All glories to you. In the battle of Lanka, you destroyed the 10-headed demon, Ravan, and distribute his heads as a delightful offering to the presiding deities of the 10 directions, headed by Indra. This action was long desired by all of them who were much harassed by this monster. I have found a very nice section. It'll be the first time I am reciting this. And I think, I hope that you will relish it as much as I did when I found it for the first time yesterday. As usual, my system, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarariva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari, Harinama, Harinama, Harinamaiva Kevalam, Kalau Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata. Before Maharaj Parikshit gave up his life by the bite of a snake bird, he spoke to his mother, Uttara. And in the course of that narration, he told an interesting story of how Prahlad Maharaj considers Hanuman to be greater than him. Prahlad Maharaj, of course, we hear about him when it comes time for the Nrisingha Chaturdashi. But when we have this day, Ram Navami, you cannot talk about Lord Ram without mentioning Hanuman. And this is so nice. I'd like to share it with you. So if you listen with rapt attention, I promise you'll become enlivened. Sri Parikshit said to his mother Uttara, unable to tolerate hearing his own praise, Prahlad lowered his face in embarrassment, bowed down before Narada, and respectfully addressed him in a quiet voice. So, Narada is Prahlad's guru. Narada had come and he was praising Prahlad as the greatest recipient of Krishna's mercy. Here's what Prahlad says to his guru. Hanuman is much more fortunate than me. For many thousands of years, he has enjoyed serving the Lord constantly without obstruction for 11,000 years. He is the most powerful person. When he was just a child, the demigods favored him with several wonderful benedictions. Thus he became immune to old age and death. Hanuman is free of all fear. He maintains great vows and he performs auspicious deeds. Outstanding among heroes, he is an exceptional servant of the Lord of the Raghus. So the Lord of the Raghus is Lord Ramachandra. Everybody say,
Ramachandra.
Again.
Ramachandra.
Louder.
Ah,
that's good. With playful disregard, he jumped across thousands of miles of fathomless ocean. Expertly, in the capital of the Rakshasa king, he comforted Mother Sita in her distress. What was Sita's distress? She was kidnapped by Ravan and She was threatened by Ravan, and now I will take that role. Ravan said to Sita, "If you do not submit to me, I will eat you for my breakfast." Because Ravan could not take a woman by force, previously had raped many women, but one time he raped the Apsara Rambha, and her husband Nalakuvra cursed Ravan. "You do this again, your heads will crack and you will die." So Ravan in one sense was thinking, who cares for these? But he was thinking, but it is a demigod. Better to err on the side of caution. So Ravan never again forcefully abducted a woman. So with Sita, who he wanted more than anything, Ravan wanted Sita at the cost of his own sons. Ravan was told by so many of his own people, "For this one woman, you're sacrificing your kingdom, your sons." But Ravan was too much in lust. He could not give up his attachment for Sita. So he was doing everything he can to make her surrender. But Sita never surrendered. Sita never gave up. She knew, "My lord, my husband, he will come and save me." So she was in distress, and Hanuman came and comforted her. Hanuman boldly threatened his enemies. He burned Lanka and destroyed its citadel. Because at some point when Hanuman was there with Sita, he was captured. And the Rakshasas put his tail on fire. But Hanuman escaped and he ran through Lanka and burnt it. And there was a prediction that if something happens, it would be the omen that Lanka would be destroyed. And Hanuman was that omen. He made it come true. He was able to enter Lanka. And sure enough, he danced through Lanka with his tail on fire and burnt it. When he brought back news of Sita, he received his master's deep embrace. Can you even imagine being embraced by Lord Ram? That even talking about it, your hair stand on end. Ram, everybody. It was Hanuman who acted as his lord's best carrier, his tail serving as a royal white umbrella, his broad back a comfortable seat for the lord, because Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu, his carrier is Garuda, but Ram, his carrier is Hanuman. And it was Hanuman who directed the project of bridging the ocean. He fulfilled the desires of Vibhishan. He destroyed the military force of the Rakshasas. And he had the special power to deliver the healing herb called Vishalya Karani. He was the very life of his soldiers, always giving great pleasure to his divine lord, Lord and the lord's younger brother. He devotedly served as carrier for both of them. Supremely intelligent and valorous, he brought forth victory for Lord Ramachandra. He added to the spotless fame of Lord Ram who killed the king of the Rakshasas. It was Hanuman who encouraged Mother Sita. And by the Lord's order, this Hanuman, the one true recipient of his master's favor, still lives in this world, unable to bear separation from his Lord. But he keeps himself alive by constantly hearing the glories of Lord Ram, staying by the side of the Lord's deity. He is present even today with the same splendor as always. My dear spiritual master, Hanuman's greatness is well known from scriptural statements, such as, "The chief of the monkeys became perfect as serving and acting as the Lord's servant." Hanuman's servitude is proof of the Lord's mercy. Although Hanuman obtained from the son of Dasharatha the boon of liberation without even striving for it, he never wanted to accept liberation without the opportunity to serve. To that Hanuman, I, Prahlad, offer my obeisances. O Narada, you certainly know the glories of Hanuman and those that I haven't yet mentioned. Why not go to Kim Purusha Varsha and see Hanuman for yourself and be enlivened? If I had time, I was going to read there's prayers of Hanuman found in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. As it says here, he's in Kim Purusha Varsha. So Shukadeva Goswami talks about the mantras and prayers that Hanuman is offering. Sri Parikshit then told his mother, "Oh, dear mother," the sage Narada then jumped up from his seat and flew through the sky to Kim Purusha Varsha, all the while repeating, "How wonderful, how wonderful." Narada is in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. He's always blissful wherever he goes. There in Kim Purusha Varsha, Narada saw Hanuman absorbed in worshipping the lotus feet of Ramachandra with varied items from the forest, as if serving the Lord personally as before. Listening to the nectarian Ramayan recited by Gandharvas and other celestial singers, Hanuman was in ecstasy. His limbs trembled, tears poured from his eyes, and the hair on his body stood on end. He glorified Lord Ram with various prayers, both in prose and in verse. Most excellent compositions of his own. He also recited prayers composed by others, and he repeatedly offered prostrated obeisances. So in this narration of Lord Ram, Ramayan, there are hundreds and hundreds of lessons we can learn. But I always remember with great fondness, I have many particular episodes that I like very much, but still at the top of my list is Jatayu. When Ravan captured and kidnapped Sita, he was flying on his airplane in the sky, And Jatayu noticed, and he went and fought with Ravan. And Sita told him, no, you're going to die. Jatayu didn't care. He wanted to serve Dasarath, Ram's father. And so he fought with Ravan and gave him a good fight. Till finally, Ravan cut off his wing. Jatayu fell. And Jatayu is lying on the ground. And then Ram and Lakshman come. And Jatayu tells how Sita has been kidnapped by Ravan. And Ram takes Jatayu in his lap. And Jatayu gives up his life by chanting, Ra, Ra, Ra. Thank you very much. All glories to Lord Ramachandra.